Bible says, a bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth victory unto judgment. When we think about a bruised reed is nothing much more than just a dry piece of straw, dry piece of grass, that it can simply be broke by a duck, a small animal, just a little step. And then we think of a smoking flax. What a smoking flax is, just a small grain with just a small little fire in it, and all it takes is just one little drop to put it out. And God says that he's not willing that any man should be tempted above that which you're able to handle. Amen. But with every temptation, make a way for escape. Right. And if anything, this is a blessing in my heart to know that no matter how tough times may be, and no matter how hard the trials may get, and no matter how much the devil beats me down, and no matter how much water the devil wants to pour on my fire, that God is still going to give me strength. God is still going to see me through the hardships. God's still going to show me victory unto judgment. I like the last part of the verse, till he send forth judgment unto victory. There will be one day, as the song says, this robe of flesh will drop and rise, and I will go to meet my Lord in the sky. That's a great phrasing, of course, but I'm so grateful that one day that this robe of flesh, I will drop it, and one day this life will be over, and one day there'll be no more hardships, there'll be no more battles, there'll be no more sin to struggle with, but God will send victory unto judgment. I'm thankful that even though the world does try to break me down, that even though the world does try to cause me stumble in my faith, and though my flesh does cause me to waver in my faith toward God, yes, the devil does try to tempt me. Yes, it is difficult. Yes, it is tough, but God is faithful. God is good, and God will provide unto judgment. I'm grateful. I'm thankful tonight that no matter how hard it gets, and no matter how weak I feel at times. No, it is true. It is true at times where I just want to tell myself, if I could just make it to Wednesday service, if I could just make it to Sunday morning or Sunday night. And I heard it said even as a kid, but not until I dedicated my own life to God, trying to do what's right. Then I understood the temptations and the hardship. And then just coming to the house of God. Amen. And being blessed by the singing and blessed by the preaching. It's been a blessing to be here tonight. And like I said, you know, I mean, if you're a Christian, you're going to be tempted. I'm not going through anything specific in my life right now, but maybe God's preparing me. Amen. Maybe God's preparing you. It's good to know that even though it seems like your fire is about ready to be put out, just one more temptation, just one more dart is all it's going to take. It seems like God's not willing that it should be quenched. God's not willing that it should be put out. And it's when we stay faithful in those hardships, God will send forth judgment unto victory.